Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I spent quite a lot of time on this, and the deeper I dig, the crazier it gets. The parallels between the LA fire, how it started, what happened in the middle of it, fire hydrants going dry, it's eerie. Both of these fires on highly, highly, highly valuable seaside land. Both in areas the Democrats desperately wanted to redo for a very long time. And wait till you find out what might have started the LA fire. This is going to blow your mind. Folks, you know what you can, I'm going to give you the punchline of the segment, then I'm going to fill in the dots. At this point, if Democrats keep going forward in Democrat areas with these same policies, because that Lahaina and the LA fires are almost identical, at this point, they are choosing to have wildfires. This is a policy choice they have consciously chosen. They are choosing the loss of life and the destruction. By the way, did you see Gavin Newsom came out? Did you see this? Making the rounds yesterday afternoon. He's already put together a committee to rebuild LA. It is still burning. It's by the way, they just had a new fire broke out. That was on Fox News. They've got another Ventura fire that's just broken out. He's already meeting with the stakeholders while people's houses are burning down. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, in Lahaina, everybody thought that might have been something of a land grab. They rebuilding those people's houses? Nope. They can't get permits. Over a year later, no rebuilding has started. They're finding themselves blocked when they try to get permits. Is that California's future? The parallels between the LA fires and the Lahaina fire are nothing less than freaky. I don't know how else to describe it. Take a listen to what might have caused the LA fire. It's fascinating. From Fox News, power grid faults surged right before the Los Angeles wildfire began. Well, what's a power grid fault? There's actually a company out there that monitors this. And in the case of the Eaton fire near Altadena, there were 317 power grid faults in the hours before ignition. Same with the Hearst fire, 230 faults that occurred in the hour before ignition. In a typical day, there are very few faults, 2 or 3 max for the whole system. How many were there again near Altadena? 317. So what are faults caused by? Okay, well, there's a guy who owns a network of TING, T-I-N-G, sensors across Los Angeles. It's got over 14,000 of them. They can pinpoint and identify faults generated by electrical arcs. It monitors the electric grid with extraordinary precision and accuracy. What causes faults? There were an extraordinary number of them before the fires, all three almost simultaneously. And again, 317 for Altadena, 230 for Hearst, for those fires. What are faults? Faults are caused by tree limbs touching the wires or the wires themselves blowing in the wind and touching. That creates a spark in a fault And they can detect all of that. So normally you get two or three of those a day for the whole system. What was going on at the time? In the Palisades area, the largest of the fires currently raging, there were 63 faults in the 2 to 3 hours prior to the ignition. Well, what was causing that? The near 100 miles an hour Santa Ana winds. They know when the winds blow like this is the left. They know this is what you call bureaucratic sabotage. They know when the winds blow like that. If you have not cleared the brush underneath it at the federal, state, and local level, because I demonstrated to you yesterday, all three stopped clearing that brush, including Gavin Newsom cutting $150 million out of SoCal of the California fire mitigation program. So as they're building up that massive number of faults, the faults are throwing off sparks into the very dry land. The utility knows it. The Ting monitors are going off and they do nothing. Exactly what happened in Lahaina too. All they had to do was shut the power down. What happens? Well, if you're going to choose not to do the clearing and the control burns, and they systematically cut those programs, all the kindling builds up. When the winds blow, you have to shut down your grid. You have to shut down the electricity. They didn't. Do you remember the pictures, the video of the fires already going? The winds are blowing in Lahaina and Maui. And what? The grid's still on. In fact, there's a very large lawsuit about it. Against the utility there in Lahaina. They did the same damn thing in L.A. Fault after fault after fault after fault. In other words, they know these lines are hitting branches that have grown up through them and bushes and shrubs and all of this that have grown up through them. They know it and they don't shut down the grid. It's textbook like Lahaina. Also like Lahaina, due to leftist policies, the land is overly parched, way beyond what it would normally be, because the water has been diverted with more leftist policies from when it where it would normally flow down into the area. In the case of California, from north to south, all of those reservoirs catch it. And then, especially the big northern reservoir, it's pumped into the ocean. So it can't find its way where it would through nature into creeks and streams and underground aquifers and things like that. That's not saying that somebody didn't come along. We'll find out later. Wouldn't surprise me. Set some fires too. Once it got going, they were inspired, whatever. But listen to the public utility operators saw these faults, sat there and left it on. Hundreds of them. Thing number two, if you want them, I don't know, clear your area, burn it to the ground. Left loves destruction. What do you do? Well, you don't need space lasers. I've seen those theories online. You don't even need any of that. Cut off the water. It wouldn't you know it happened both times. In Lahaina, they had the same water control crap. Dry out the farmers, stop the farming, keep the land use from happening, control the land use. They blocked the water. They would not release it. And you know what happened in Lahaina? See if this sounds familiar to you. They actually, the neighborhood where it started, they were actually making great progress putting the fire out when the fire hydrants went dry. Where have we heard that story recently? Where have we heard that story? Happened again in California. The whole time, remember upriver in Lahaina? Remember that Hawaiian official, Kaleo Manuel, refusing to release the water in Maui even as the fire raged? Fast forward to California. Who refused to rip? First of all, they drained the reservoir, 117 million gallons. The Palisades Reservoir, right up there in the hills, nice, perfect water pressure. All they had to do was turn it on. They drained it 2 months before the fire, which is 2 months before known Santa Ana wind fire season. 2 months before the fire, suspended fire hydrant inspections. And then what? They had other reservoirs they could release the water from. Newsom still refuses. Just like Lahaina. Just like Lahaina. It's bureaucratic sabotage. Highly valuable land. And yes, you have the Palisades there. You have Malibu. You have all of that. But you've also got other, you know, regular working class folks living there too. Highly valuable land, seaside. It's eerie. And the more I went through this yesterday, the weirder it got. So faulty electric equipment, growing over brush, they know those winds are causing sparks right into that very dry underbrush. They know it because they have a network of 14,000 sensors, and yet they refuse to turn it off. In fact, that is exactly what Lahaina is currently suing the public utility for in Hawaii. And then what happens next? Headline. More than a year after disastrous fire, residents of Lahaina in Hawaii are still fighting for the chance to rebuild. They can't get permits. Weird, right? Now, what did Gavin Newsom said that just about broke the internet? Gavin Newsom, the governor, he's giving an interview this weekend. Fire is literally still burning.
For California and this community to shine, the opportunity, I think, to rebuild at the same time. And that's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0. And we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
People here that were ravaged by this disaster.
You see the reporter's face. Wait, stop. You already have a committee together to rebuild LA. For real.
You just said you're organizing a Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of California. What is that Marshall Plan?
For
Tell
this
us
region,
about this Marshall Plan.
We're just
plan.
Starting to lay out. I mean, we're still fighting these fires. So we're already talking to city leaders. We're already talking to civic leaders. We're already talking to business leaders and nonprofits. We're talking to labor leaders. We're starting to organize how we can put together a collection of individuals on philanthropy for recovery, how we can organize the region, how we can make sure that we are seeking federal assistance for the Olympics more broadly, but also federal assistance for the recovery efforts, and how we can galvanize the community with folks that love this community to really.
Yeah, whatever. You've already met with the rebuilding committee that you put together? When'd you put it together? A month ago? Bob Marshall, chief executive of Whisker Labs, told Fox News Digital that the company recorded sharp increases in faults in the hours before the Eaton Palisades and Hearst fires. Again, Marshall and his company has a network of 14,000 sensors, known as Ting sensors, across Los Angeles, can pinpoint and identify faults generated by electrical arcs. Again, that is when, you've got the high winds and it hits the tree. What happens? Spark. They know it's happening. You got a couple hundred faults, you got a fire. It's over. You got a fire. It's guaranteed. What do? You start hitting those faults because normally you only get two or three a day. You shut the power grid down. You shut the lines down. But they didn't. You know what they have now because of these policies, folks? They have the ability to burn their cities to the ground, and they're doing it. Folks, it's just like Butler. That was like the Butler rally. Did the government send an assassin? No, they didn't have to. They knew there were live assassination plots. They told us this. All they had to do is insecure and unsecure the rally and wait. Same with this. Leave the electricity on. Refuse to open the other reservoirs. Cut the budget dramatically. I mean, folks, you should see this with Lahaina. This is crazy. It's the same story. Not only do the fire hydrants go dry, The fire, the, no, I'm sorry, not yet. Not only the, is there no more water, the fire hydrants go dry, and then none of the water goes. I mean, the firefighters couldn't fight the blaze. Even more freaky coincidences, the erroneous evacuation notices sent to thousands of people. It's nuts. And again, all of it on some of the most valuable real estate in the world. Again, you do this, you don't have to light the fire. You just sit back and wait and it'll light itself. Has the left figured out how to burn down their cities, burn down their areas and get away with it? Clear out the rich, those they don't like? Sure looks like it. You don't need a conspiracy. It's all right in front of you. I posted this last night, and I'm going to have to do another one today, on all of the parallels on my X account, on all of the parallels between LA and Lahaina. It's eerie. And the final devastating part of this, folks, the article I had yesterday on the fine print, the insurance policies, they were very specific why they're leaving California, particularly the Palisades. What a coinkydink. Why? Because they said that the mitigation has stopped. They're not even inspecting the fire hydrants anymore. The reservoir is drained. In other words, all of this stuff that makes it an inferno waiting for a match. And they said, we can't insure this anymore. Your governments aren't taking care of this. They pull out. What does that mean? Even these really wealthy people that have this land, they aren't insured anymore. So good luck rebuilding. Good luck rebuilding. And again, that's if you can even get a permit. Adam Carolla lives there. He says these people aren't getting permits. If they can even afford to rebuild, since they've been pretty much broken by what the government did with the insurance. And of course, the final straw statewide, when they put price controls on the insurance after largely halting or seriously downgrading the fire mitigation. And the insurance is like, guess what? We've been invited to leave. And they do. Meaning these rich people with this property now can't rebuild on it. But what about the uber rich who, even if they're not insured, might still come out of pocket and try to rebuild? Comedian Adam Carolla grew up in the area, knows it well, and has worked in its building industry. What's coming next is, yay, getting a permit. This clip from him went viral on X.
Good fucking luck. Because here's the deal. Alan Hamill and Suzanne Summers moved because they could not get a permit to rebuild their home of 40 years on the ocean. Let me just give you guys a little primer of what's going to happen. You know how Bill Maher seems real conservative now when he's like arguing with Jane Fonda about regulations, too many regulations, like strangling everything? Because remember, when Bill Maher tried to put solar in his house in Beverly Hills, that's when he turned against the government, because he saw what the government and the overreach of government and overregulation does. He got strangled. It took him 3 years to build a solar shack. He had old countdown on his show, you know, day 1000 since I've got my permit for my solar. He turned. Okay. The people who live in Malibu, who live in Santa Monica, who live in the Palisades, I checked it out. It's about 80% blue, 80% progressive, 80% Democrat. Now, these are all sitting around crying about Karen Bass, water pressure. How come the forest wasn't cleared of all the brush? What's happening with the infrastructure? You guys all voted for Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. You all voted for Gavin Newsom. And now you fucking get what you get. Oh, now that your house is on fire, well, now you're thinking about something else. Now you want to know what's going on. What's going on around here? You didn't give a shit about what was going on when other people's houses were on fire, but now you care. So here's what's going to happen. All these people who were deep blue Democrats are now going to have to pull a permit to rebuild. And they're going to get the 28-year-old from the Coastal Commission telling them to go off. And then they're going to vote for Trump or whoever's Trumpian next. You see, they're going to get turned. They're going to get turned hard because, as I've always said, live in the rent control apartment in Santa Monica. Fine. Good. We know how you vote. Go deal with the city. Try to pull a permit. These are going to be thousands of homes super wealthy people, and these people don't want to live in Van Nuys. They like it where they are. They love Malibu. They love the Palisades. They love Santa Monica. There's going to be a whole bunch of rich people, and they're going to go, I'm rebuilding, and I want to rebuild as fast as I can. And between the part where they go in to planning commission and plan check and initially and try to pull a permit to the time the first load of lumber, the first load of 2x4s is dropped off on their lot where their house formerly stood, it's going to be 3 years. And 1,000 permits and 1,000 arguments and 1,000 discussions with the Coastal Commission, not to mention little tidbits that they didn't think about, like Carson Daly. You want a swimming pool? Yep. Got to be double-hulled. Really? Yeah. Well, why? Well, what if water leaches out and gets into the groundwater table? Carson Daly had to build a swimming pool like a modern-day oil tanker. Had to put like a double hold. That's all right. It'll just cost $500,000 for a swimming pool. Like that. When they start getting the regulation, they're going to go nuts. And when they start running into the bureaucracy and the red tape, they're going to start going nuts and they're going to vote for Rick Caruso next time because they want to get, that's all Trump says is we're going to pull back the regulations. We're going to free people up. They're going to find out. They're going to get bit by their own snake. They're going to convert. I am telling you, these are the bluest people on the planet, and they're going to be rip-shit pissed when the city and the Coastal Commission tell them to fuck off. And by the way, I don't think the Coastal Commission is going to okay anyone rebuilding any of their houses on the coast because they say they're in the business of protecting the coast. They're in the business of getting you to leave. They will get their wish, which is no buildings. And they're going to make it hard for everyone. And then we're going to have to restructure the whole thing because we can't have 9 angry lesbians controlling everything that goes on in Malibu, Palisades, and Santa Monica.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.